Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley and your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, Mr. Entertainment, Deke Dickerson joins us once again for part two of our interview.
Besides that, I need to start thinking about doing another record. You know, maybe after all these collaborations that I've been doing, I need to put out a record called Deke Dickerson Plays With Himself.
Lots more fun to be had with Deke in just a moment. Now let's kick things off with Paul Pagant, known by his stage name Cousin Harley. It's My Babe on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, my babe, she likes to shimmy and shake. My babe, she likes to hesitate. My babe, she likes to rock a while. My babe, she likes to rock in style. So let's rock, rock it up and down the line. My babe's the hottest little thing in town. My babe, she don't like messing around. My baby, she's got looks to kill. My baby, she don't like standing still. So let's rock, rock it up and down the line. My baby loves to rock, she's mine, all she loves me the most, so let's rock it, rock it up and down the line. Yeah, my baby loves to rock and she's mine, all mine. Got hair white as a ghost. But my baby says she loves me the most. So let's rock it, rock it up and down the line. Yeah, my baby loves to rock it, she's mine, all mine. Yeah, my baby loves to rock it, she's mine, all mine.
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. I woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before.
Whoa, whoa. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door.
Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before.
Nine, 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 nine. what you did before.
The Eldorados with the tune "At My Front Door, Crazy Little Mama," a number one hit for them in 1955. Now we've got Deke Diggerson with more of our interview coming up right after this. It's one of his tunes called, appropriately, "My Name is Deke."
Hey, this is Deke Diggerson, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot to the stars. I landed on Earth in about a week. I'm Deke. Yes, I'm Deke. Just call me Deke. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down. When I dug the food chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm Deke. Yes, I'm Deke. My name is Deke. I got a bebop cap, yeah, a real stingaree, with a solid gold keychain down my knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm Deke. Yes, I'm Deke. The gal is calling me Deke. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with a 1,000 volts. I'm Deke. Yes, I'm Deke. One and only Deke. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi you all. Man, you're real nervous, you feel like a ball. I said, show daddy, let's go find a hall for Deke. Yeah, for Deke. Talking about old Deke. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size. Had all the cats jumping to the rock and roll sides. And every Mellaroony chick was glued her eyes on Deke. Yes, on Deke. Good looking Deke. Well, my feet started flashing like the noonday sun. And my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun. The chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one. I'm Deke. Yes, I'm Deke. Talking about Deke. And when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right. Cause every chick in the house was mine on sight for Deke. Yes, I'm Deke. Rock and roll Deke. I revved up my rod and flashed into flight. Spit back to the stars, to Mars out of sight. And I know those earth chicks are dreaming the night of Deke. Yes, of Deke. My name is Deke.
That's our guest, Deke Diggerson, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with the tune, "My Name is Deke." We talked about your influences earlier, and, you know, I read, I think last year at some point, just a list of some projects that were a huge influence on, like, J.D. McPherson, and he listed you in there. What's it like now having an influence on another generation of up-and-comers?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, when I first started playing, the original guys from the 50s seemed like they were so old, you know?
Yeah.
But now looking back, it's like, oh yeah, they were in their 40s, you know, maybe their early 50s. So it's an interesting thing, and I'm sure this happens to everybody, where, man, I'm only 47, I don't feel that old, but then you realize, yeah, there's like a whole nother generation of new cats that are coming in. So I've known JD forever. He used to be in a band called the Poison Okies. Then he was in the band called the Starkweather Boys, and they used to open up for us every time I'd play in Oklahoma City. And so, you know, known him forever. And then, wow, you know, watch him come out with this huge successful record. And it makes me happy, you know, that he was able to burst through the roots rock glass ceiling, and makes me super proud to have him say, like, yeah, this guy was a big influence on me. At the same time, it's always like, oh, crap, I thought I was 25. I guess I forgot that I'm not 25 anymore, you know?
Yeah. Man, time flies, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you realize, you know, when you watch clips of, you know, somebody like Jerry Lee Lewis or Little Richard or Chuck Berry in the 70s and 80s, man, you know, they weren't that old then, but people thought that they were past their prime, but they were still playing and singing great. So I guess that's my role now, is to just keep on playing and singing great over the next couple of decades.
Most recently saw you at Nashville Boogie, and I gotta tell you, you stole the show. You teased everybody with a secret for your set, and sure enough, Reverend Horton Heat backed you up, which was just an unbelievable thing, and probably the only place I'm gonna hear some hee-haw eefing as well as a Ramones cover, so that was pretty cool.
Well, we had fun. You know, I asked those guys to do it, and they said yes, and I was happy about that. But then we didn't have any time to rehearse or anything. They were flying in that day, and so I sent them a list of songs, and I kind of knew that the Jim would rehearse them on their own. But, you know, honestly, it was kind of one of those things like, well, I'm mixing the right amount of gunpowder and other stuff in this box here. I hope that when we put a fuse to it, that it all turns out okay. And it did. You know, I really was kind of nervous, actually, just because I was just jumping up on stage cold. But, man, it was a great show. And those guys are just such a good band. And it all came together. And, you know, afterwards, it was like, yeah, I knew it was going to be this way.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is, I mean, this is the second Nashville Boogie, and the crowd was larger and louder than even last year, and so it was pretty killer night, and certainly everybody had their phones out, and we're like, you know, I can't believe this, you know, so it was definitely a moment.
Well, right on, man. I sure had a great time at that festival, and I hope that Jason continues to do it, because for me, I was just having a blast. And I don't think there's any other festivals in this country that have that sort of combination of music. You know, I love stuff on the countryside. So I was really happy to see some rockabilly bands like Big Sandy and the Flyride Boys or Levi Dexter, and then also go see Western swing act like Luis Rowe and her Texan Playboys over at the Palace. I was in heaven, so I hope he continues to do it.
Well, it's not in the paper or on the air. The bad news is in my baby's letter. She said she don't love me, she don't even care. Told me I should try to forget her. Well, I know I can't do it in this old town. I see her every place I go. Too many memories, so I'm outward bound to know her on the train that runs slow. Feeling low, gotta go. Unravel. Bad news. Have blue. We'll travel. I may send you a postcard any old time from any place along the track. Till these traveling blues give me peace of mind. Look for me, I won't be back. Long gone. Moving on. Scratch and gravel. Bad news. Have blue. Travel. Well, I just keep moving till I lose these blues, no matter what the cost. If I ain't got the fare, I'll walk holes in my shoes, 'cause that's the kind of love I've lost. Long gone. Moving on. Scratch and gravel. Bad news. Have blue. We'll travel.
When it comes comes to fashion designs from the golden 50s era of rockabilly, nobody does it like Tokyo's The King, featuring shirts, shoes, jackets, accessories, and more. And the only place to find a suit and dream flap shoes in collaboration with neo-rockabilly legend Levi Dexter, and a selection of dresses from Bernie Dexter. If you're a fan of Elvis and rockabilly-style clothing, check out The King. Go to the-king.jp.
Hey, now, this is Billy F. Gibbons, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James right here. Have mercy.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Have Blues, Will Travel. It's from his project Rhythm, Rhyme, and Truth. It's our guest, Deke Dickerson. Now, if you heard part one of our interview, you heard him mention that a guitar teacher early on wanted him to stop listening to Buddy Holly, or else he claimed he'd never learn how to play guitar. Well, thankfully, he stopped going to that teacher. Here's Deke covering Buddy's Tell Me How on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Besides all your great solo projects yourself, you've also done some killer collaborations. I'll touch on a couple of these, because if I were to hit everything, every cool aspect of your career, you'd probably have to co-host with me for about 6 months. So we'll try.
I guess that's the proof that I'm old. Yeah. Man, you put out a lot of records.
Well, and proof of a lot of great music. But most recently, you did a project with Little Straight Jackets. Deke Dickerson sings the great instrumental hits. Tell me a little bit about that project.
Well, I pitched it to Little Straight Jackets, and they said, yeah. You know, if you're a record collector and you're into this sort of thing, you start realizing that all the famous instrumentals have a vocal version somewhere. You know, either they started out as a vocal version, like Miserloo, you know, the song that Dick Dale had a big hit with. It was originally a vocal song. It's been a movie, like back in the 20s. And then there's some songs where if they're a successful instrumental, then some yahoo decides he's going to write some words to them. You know, like there's a hit instrumental called Telstar by the Tornadoes, and a year or two later, somebody wrote words to it and it released it as Magic Star.
Okay.
And so, you know, I had a bunch of these records in my collection, and I thought to myself, somebody needs to do an album, all the vocal versions of instrumental songs. I think I need to do that. And then it seemed like Low Straight Jackets were the perfect choice to do it with me, and they were up for it, and we did it. It's funny, though, you know, because I have a sense of humor about everything that I do. And when we put out that record, we really discovered that most surf fans really do not have a sense of humor. And quite a few of them were really upset at our vocal versions of instrumental songs.
That's hilarious.
We did some touring, and the shows were all fun. You know, we mixed in not only some of the vocal instrumental songs, but stuff like Surfin' Bird and Wooly Bully and that kind of thing. And so the shows were great, you know. But then you'd run up to these really serious, stone-faced surf music collectors that were just really unhappy with the vocal instrumental.
How dare you? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Go wang up, bang up, boogie beat is stuck in my head tonight. Go wang up, bang up, boogie beat is knocking me out of sight. Go wang up, bang up, boogie beat just won't leave me alone. Go wang up, bang up, boogie beat driving my baby home. All that I can think about is will my baby get it out? Go wang up, bang up, boogie beat stuck in my head tonight. Boogie beat, where is it coming from? The wanga banga boogie beat has got me feeling so good. The wanga banga boogie beat, she's laying on the hood. I know what I wanna do, does my baby hear it too? The wanga banga boogie beat stuck in my head tonight.
The tune Kawanga by Los Straightjackets and our guest Deke Dickerson. In fact, it's from the project Deke Dickerson Sings the Great Instrumental Hits. Well, let's this will be a good tie-in to the Trash Men, bringing back the trash. What was that like?
Oh, man. Well, I am a huge Trash Men fan. You know, I remember when we started the Untamed Youth a million years ago, I had a copy of the Trash Men album, and we just played it over and over and over and over again. It was, you know, not only Surfin' Bird, which is a great, crazy, insane novelty song, but, man, such a great band for doing their own original instrumentals, and also they would cover old rockabilly songs and sort of turn them into like a surfy, garagey, hybrid kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I was just a huge fan of the Trash Men and what they did. And I had them play at my Guitar Geek Festival back in 2011. And I just started sort of laying the groundwork to maybe us doing some recording together. And I went out to Minneapolis twice. We did a couple of recording sessions out there with those guys. And I brought the tapes back to my place and mixed them at my studio. And I, for me, being a huge Trash Men fan, I was like, man, this is unbelievable because those guys are still playing great. They still sound like the Trash Men. And, you know, we could actually come up with a whole album's worth of new originals and some fun covers to do. You know, like when I was out there, it was right around the time George Jones died. And so we were talking about George Jones, and I had this flash over my head that that we could actually record like a Trash Men version of White Lightning, you know, with the crazy Surfin' Bird voice doing the White Lightning at the end of each verse.
Yeah.
And so I think that album really came together nicely, and I'm really, really proud of it.
In North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. He'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, my pappy's going sweet.
White lightning.
The G-Man, T-Man, revenue is two. Such an
for a place where he made his room. They were looking, trying to book him, but my back had kept him looking. Slicker came and he said, I'm tough. I think I want to taste that powerful stuff. He took one to slug, he drank it right down. I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Lightning started flashing, thunder started crashing.
White lightning.
The G-Man, T-Man, Revenue was two. Searching for the place where he made his room. They were looking, trying to book him, but my copy kept them booking. Why he called his brew white light instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started crashing.
White lightning.
The G-Man, T-Man, Revenue is two. Searching for the place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
From the album Bringin' Back the Trash, covering George Jones and White Lightning, that's the Trash Man, and our guest, Deke Dickerson. An artist we had on last November, somebody I love playing on here, Nikki Hill. You did an EP with Nikki and the Bow Keys, which was really fun.
I was really proud of that one, too. You know, I've known Scott Bomar from Memphis, who has the Bow Keys band and also the Electrophonic recording studio, for a long time. We'd always talked about doing something. You know, I approached Nikki and just said, man, you know, what do you think about doing a country soul duet kind of thing in Memphis? She was a huge fan of those guys and a huge fan of Howard Grimes, the Bow Keys drummer in particular, because, you know, he's a drummer that played on a lot of the early Stack stuff and Bolt stuff, and then, you know, wound up playing with, on just about everybody's record that Al Jackson didn't play on. So she was excited about playing with Howard Grimes, Bow Keys. We went out there and did the record, and that's another one where I play it now a couple of years later, and I'm like, man, that's a good record, man. Why wasn't that a hit?
Absolutely, man. It's a great project.
Hi, this is Nikki Hill, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Strut.
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself a question.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you? Punk.
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com. This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, we just heard Nikki Hill with the Bow Keys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and our guest, Deke Dickerson. Now, we'll get back to Deke in just a moment, but let's hear a tune from his album In Three Dimensions. Let's go wild tonight.
Big full moon above. Well, I got one thing on my mind. Tonight's the night for love. Well, let's go wild tonight, honey. Let's go wild tonight. Kissing me, baby, and holding me tight. I said, let's go wild tonight. Let's see what we'll find. Well, I'm hoping if I can get you alone, that I can make you mine. Well, let's go wild tonight, honey. Let's go wild tonight. Kissing me, baby, and holding me tight. I said, let's go wild tonight. Not right.
Mentioned Noki Edwards earlier, worked on Ventures Mania.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we formed this little Ventures tribute band called Ventures Mania, mainly just to back up Noki whenever he would come out here and do shows. You know, he'd come out by himself and we'd back him up. And then we approached him about recording some songs on an album, and that came together really well. It was like, man, this really sounds like an old Ventures record, but we're doing like our own new original composition. So I don't know why that is, but it seems like the last couple of years I've been doing several of these collaborations, and I'm proud of each and every one of them.
Thank you.
Gunfight at the Noki Corral, featuring Noki Edwards. The group Ventures Mania, formed by our guest Deke Dickerson, along with Garrett Emmel, Mel Bergman, and Chris Sprague. In fact, it's been described as sounding like the great unreleased 1965 Ventures album. Well, you know, and it's hopefully turning some people on to some music that maybe wasn't on the radar for whatever reason. I'm equally as excited about finding stuff from the 50s and 60s that just wasn't on my radar as I am about brand new artists, too. So that's kind of cool.
Well, exactly. I'm the same way. And, you know, you think that you've heard or seen it all. And sure enough, something will come out of the woodwork and you're thinking, wow, how come I never knew about this?
In those days before internet and Google and everything, you know?
Well, exactly. One of my old man rants is talking about how easy the kids have it nowadays with YouTube, because back in the old days, if you decided that you liked a particular artist, you know, somebody like Skeets McDonald or something, you would have to spend years digging in the flea markets and the record stores and everything to try to find, you know, maybe 10 or 11 Skeets McDonald records. And, you know, it's like, bam, you know, nowadays it's like probably 250 Skeets McDonald songs on YouTube that you can find. You know?
Exactly. Oh, we spent many times, something I talked to Big Sandy about, just spending time in a library just trying to soak up whatever music was there, or flea markets or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Big Sandy and I bonded real early on the record hunting aspect. You know, first time I ever met him was in Memphis I think it was 1989. There was a Charlie Feathers benefit concert, and the lineup was unbelievable. You know, like, it was Jerry Lee Lewis and Charlie Rich and the Sun Rhythm Section and Charlie Feathers and Tex Rubinowitz and Mac Vickery and Barbara Pittman, and just on and on and on, this incredible lineup. And so he found out about it, and he drove out from California, and I found out about it and drove out from Missouri. And when we first met each other, it was like, hey, you're that other rockabilly guy that's here. We should probably know each other. And I think within 10 or 15 minutes, we were talking about all the records that we had found on our way to Memphis, stopping at, you know, flea markets and thrift stores and things.
So what's on the horizon for you?
Well, I'm real busy this year. I was actually just working on my calendar this morning. Like I said, I'm flying over to Europe. I've already been over there a couple of times so far this year, but I'm going over there another five or six times this year for festivals and little short tours and things. And besides that, I need to start thinking about doing another record. You know, maybe after all these collaborations that I've been doing, I need to put out a record called Deke Dickerson Plays With Himself.
Absolutely.
You can imagine the cover photography ideas are already popping into my head.
There's some great t-shirt designs right there, I tell you.
Yep.
Oh, man. So now be gentle with this one, which is crazy to say right after that conversation. But I usually ask people if they have a request for the show. So knowing that I may not be able to have the vast library that you do, but I can certainly try. So do you have maybe a couple things you might want to hear?
Well, you know, I would say that if you can find it, a good one to me that always sort of epitomizes blues meeting rockabilly is a song by Jimmy Rogers called Floppy Drunk. It was on Chess. That's a good one to play. Or, let me think, if you just want to play a rockabilly tune, I guess I might suggest something kind of unorthodox, maybe like Jimmy Martin, King of Bluegrass, performing Big River, Deep River, which is a song that I covered on one of my records, but I love Jimmy Martin's original of that.
Man, I'm going to seek both those out for you.
Okay, man. Well, thanks again for having me.
Oh, absolutely, buddy. See you now.
Talk to you soon.
Drink until I fall. I'm gonna drink while I'm up, woman. Drink until about nothing at all.
Sounds of sirens, subways, and busy crowds of people makes Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion feel right at home. New York Is My Home is the latest project from Dion and co-produced by Jimmy Vivino, featuring guest vocals by fellow New Yorker Paul Simon on the title cut.
I'm not alone. New York is my home.
New York Is My Home contains 8 new Dion compositions and 2 choice blues covers. The result is pure rock and roll from the legend that's lived a lifetime defining it.
I can't go back to Memphis. I've just got to roam.
Dion, New York Is My Home.
Big Al Sears. Honking, moaning, rocking the righteous red. Oh, yeah.
New York Is My Home from Dion. Available from Instant Records.
Hi, this is Dwayne Eddy, and you're listening to my favorite Rebel Rouser, Jammin' James Riley, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And we just heard a couple of requests from our guest this hour, Deke Dickerson. He asked for Jimmy Martin's Deep River, as well as Jimmy Rogers and the tune Sloppy Drunk, originally released on Chess Records. And let's get back into the music from the 1967 soundtrack Double Trouble. It's Elvis Presley and Blue River.
Blue River, it can be found on any map that I know, but it's a place where lonely lovers all go to cry their tears. Blue River, it winds along a path of heartache and pain, a broken dreams and loving someone in vain, the way that I love you, and baby I still do. I held you so tight, you were out of my sight, I'm feeling so low. Or I gotta go, Blue River, because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be, crying over you by the river of blue. Held you so tight, you were out of my sight. I'm feeling so low, or I gotta go, Blue River, because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be, crying over you by the river of blue.
Oh, I get
this is Joe Clay. You're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my man, Jammin' James Rowley. Rock on.
I got 2, 4, 6, 8. I got 2, 4, 6, 8. I got 16 chicks sitting on a tree. One turned around and took a look at me. Hey, little chick, tell me what's on your mind. Hey, you got me walking in and talking in and laughing and keep on crying. Well, I knew someday that the tide would turn. We all got a lesson that we gotta learn. Hey, hey, little chick, tell me what's on your mind. Yeah, you got me walking in and talking in and laughing to keep from crying. Hit it now, go, go!
That's the great Joe Clay in his tune 16 Chicks. We also heard from the Traveling Wilburys, Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, and Tom Petty with the tune Rattled. Now we've got time for one more. From Australia, it's Scotty Baker giving us a dare, saying, come on and fight me.
Stopped off for a drink or two. I turned and watched the dance floor. When I noticed you, you were eyeing up my baby, undressing her with your eyes. I think I'll have to come and see you and cut you down to size. I know this ain't the first time you've been checking out my girl. I think it's high time I come and take me for a whirl. You think you're such a lady killer, I say you ain't got no style. Why don't you come and see me and we can talk a while. Come on and fight me, come on and fight me little boy. Come on and fight me, I'm gonna play you like a toy. Come on and fight me, I'll even let you take for a swing. Come on and fight me, I'm gonna crown you like a king. You think you're such a player, well come on and scratch my juco, boy, you can't pay that debt. You step back from the hot rod to your group of mutton squares. That's when I heard you laughing about the way I style my hair. And you think that I look stupid with all my cat clothes on. My fuse is short and burning, I'll go up like a all my buttons now.
kick your ass all over town. You know your time is coming, and I'm gonna bring it on. Come on and find me. You ain't nothing but yellow.
From Down Under, that's Scotty Baker. Now, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Find us online, rockabillyandblues.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Click on the tab that says Contact Us and email us your comments and requests. Now, lots more great music and interviews coming up next time. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.